Dr. Pinsky dictating a female, IME on Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E. Lindsay Doyle is a 42-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 10-14-20. But at that time, her foot got caught in a strap and slammed her to the ground, landing on her right side. But as a result, she believes she injured her right elbow, comma, hip, comma, thigh, comma, and back, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of bulging and herniated discs, period. She underwent surgery in January 2022 involving L3-4 laminectomy and partial discectomy, period. She has more recently seen Dr. Cataldo, who recommended she see a pain specialist for possible spinal stimulator implantation. Period. She's no longer receiving any active care. Period. We have a paragraph as per the records provided. Ms. Doyle underwent an MRI of the lumbar spine on 1/11/11 with a history of lower back pain radiating down the right leg. Period. Insert those results here. She also came under the spine surgical care of Dr. Kirshner beginning 3/23/21. Brett, he noted she was able to finish her shift after she fell. Brett, she did go to Concentra and had x-rays done and was referred for physical therapy. Brett, this finished about 2 weeks ago without relief. Period. She saw Dr. Lipschultz, who ordered a lumbar MRI and prescribed medication, period. She was currently having midline lower back pain radiating out to the sides bilaterally, period. Dr. Kirshner performed an exam and noted the results of her MRI, period. She rendered a diagnostic assessment of lumbago and bilateral leg pain, period. He recommended she see a pain management specialist for lumbar epidural steroid injection and possible lumbar medial branch blocks. Pretty kept her working in a light duty capacity. Period. Dr. Kirshner managed her care over the ensuing years. Period. She saw Dr. Saxteen, who performed bilateral facet injections at L3-4 on 7/8/22 with no relief, period. An EMG was done by Dr. Gribbin, G-R-I-B-B-I-N, on 9/26/22 that showed right L5 and S1 radiculopathy, period. She had a repeat lumbar MRI on 11/2/22. They showed good preservation of the normal lumbar lordotic curve and no evidence of spondylolisthesis. Period. At L3-4, there was mild degenerative disc disease with evidence of a prior right-sided laminotomy with scar tissue along the left lateral recess and left foraminal without evidence of spinal stenosis. Period. There was no evidence of herniated discs at L4-5 or within the levels imaged on these films. Period. On 1/24/22, Dr. Kirshner performed right L3-4 laminotomy and discectomy, period. This was for the postoperative diagnosis of herniated nucleus pulposus at L3-4 on the right with low back pain and right leg pain. For the procedure in more detail was right L3-4 laminotomy, comma, partial medial facetectomy, comma, and foraminotomy with partial L3-4 discectomy, period. A paragraph, the petitioner also came into the pain management care of Dr. Rinier, R-I-N-N-I-E-R, on 4/27/21, period. She also was seen by pain specialist Dr. Saxteen, as noted above on the dates described, period. He performed an epidural second lumbar epidural injection on 11/9/21 period. Follow-up with him was rendered through 8/9/22. His final diagnoses were lumbar degenerative disc disease, comma, lumbar radiculopathy, comma, lumbar facet joint syndrome, comma, and post-laminectomy syndrome. Period. He opined that modification of activities, comma, physical therapy, comma, NSAIDs, comma, muscle relaxants, spine orthoses, and steroid injections may be helpful. Period. Spinal cord stimulation or transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation may also help provide some relief for her post-laminectomy syndrome. Period. A spinal fusion may be carried out concurrently with repeat decompressive procedures such as laminectomy and foraminotomy. Period. New paragraph. She did see Dr. Gribben beginning 9/26/22. Period. EMG was done on 9/28/22. And showed right L5 and S1 radiculopathy. Period. Repeat MRI was done on 11/2/22 compared to the study of 3/23/22. Period. Insert those results here. Period. Ms. Doyle also participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 1/12/23. Period. She was found to put forth full effort and was deemed capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period. She demonstrated the ability to perform 36.9% of the physical demands of her job as a warehouse worker. But that job fell into the medium physical demand category. Period. Physical exam. General appearance sheet states her legs go numb when she lays down. Period. Extremities upper. Motion of the upper extremities was full, but flexion of the right shoulder elicited mid and low back pain bilaterally. That is non-physiologic. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Lower extremities. She had a weird feeling to pinprick testing on the right S1 distribution, but she was otherwise neurologically intact to soft touch and pinprick testing. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted right hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Spine, cervical. Active extension was full to 60 degrees, but elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion and flexion, bilateral rotation, and side bending were full. Period. She was tender in the midline at C7. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to walk on her toes and stand on her heels. Period. Inspector revealed a midline longitudinal scar measuring 1.5 inches in length, but preserved blood dot curve. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed only 15 degrees, complaining of tenderness. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. She was superficially tender along the waistline and in the midline of the lumbosacral region in the absence of spasm. Period. Sitting straight leg raise maneuvers at 90 degrees both elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. She did display an extension response bilaterally but negative slump test. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 60 degrees and left at 65 degrees. Both elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. She had positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally for symptom magnification. Period. She also had positive axial loading, comma, trunk torsion, comma, and Hoover test for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. On 10/14/20, Lindsay Doyle was wrapping a pallet when her foot got caught on a strap and she fell to the ground. Period. She landed on her right side and was seen at Concentra. Period. She was initially treated conservatively, including therapy and activity modification. America. She also saw Dr. Lipschultz, who had her undergo a lumbar MRI on 1/11/21 to be inserted here. Perici received epidural injections from Dr. Saxton, but remained symptomatic. Period on 1/24/22. Dr. Kirshner performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. She had additional injections from Dr. Saxton for a diagnosis of post-laminectomy syndrome. Period. Dr. Kirshner left her on light duty with permanent restrictions as per the FCE. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be decreased active lumbar flexion to 15 degrees, although she sat comfortably, passively at 90 degrees. Period. Bilateral rotation was full, but elicited tenderness consistent with the trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Perici also had positive axial loading and Huber tests, and reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally for symptom magnification. Period. She did not have a foot drop or use a handheld assistive device. Period. There was diminished pre-preoperative sensation and a right S1 distribution. Period. She complained of mid and low back pain bilaterally with flexion of the shoulders that is non-physiologic. Period. Similarly, with cervical spine extension, she complained of low back pain. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right arm, hip, or thigh. Period. End.